From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. We're in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Month. It runs until October 15th. And the Out-of-State Museum is hosting an event this Saturday that will feature music, art, food, as well as history. Joining us now to talk about the event and about the roots of Hispanic Heritage Month are Liz Hobson, the director of the Out-of-State Museum, and Mari Ramos with the Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank both of you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Mari, can I start with you? And can you tell us a little bit about Hispanic Heritage Month? What is it and how did it get started?
Yes, of course. Well, Hispanic Heritage Month is really to celebrate all of our Hispanic community. There's several misconceptions about it, right? But it is. It's really to celebrate all of our Hispanic community. It was established. Let me take a look here at the date. It was established. It goes from September 15th to October 15th. It started out as a week celebration, and then it became a whole month celebration with President Reagan. He established that. And really what we're trying to do is just ensure that the diverse voices and perspectives of our community, of our Hispanic community, are heard and our culture is celebrated. And it's just, just to make our community a little bit stronger and a little bit more diverse and just a little bit more beautiful.
And, you know, Mari, I know it's important. This month is in particular important too, the Hispanic community, but why is it important in regards to maybe other people who are not of the same ethnic background? I mean, there's something to be said about, stepping outside of your comfort zone and learning about other cultures.
Right. Understanding where other people are coming from can only make us stronger. Not any one of us know it all. Right. But we've learned from each other, and we've learned in teams, whether it's sports teams, work teams, whatever, that every single person has a different strength and a different voice and a different perspective. And that's the same with our cultures. Every culture comes with their different, ideas and perspective and their different art, their different music, their different just everything. And together, if we pull from all the different cultures, it just makes us stronger.
And Liz, being the director of the Idaho State Museum, I mean, it is placed on you to make sure that that we can look at the history and the culture within our state. And is it fair to say that there is a deep and long history when it comes to our Hispanic community in the Gem State?
Absolutely. It's all throughout Idaho history. And what's really important is that we tell those stories and provide the opportunities for our visitors to come. I mean, we tell those stories throughout the museum, so you can come see exhibits talking about the rich culture. But this event on Saturday is really going to amplify those stories and make sure that our audiences know that there are businesses to support, there are resources to learn more, and to really celebrate the contributions of Hispanic people in Idaho throughout history.
And Liz, you brought in quite a few partners for the event this coming Saturday. So who are you working with to bring this to fruition?
Yeah, it's really important that we do work with the community. So it's not just the staff here at the museum who are creating programming based on this cultural, this community that we're partners with. So we really worked with Mari at the Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, has been a really great partner, the Commission for Hispanic Affairs, the Commission for Libraries, the Ballet Folklorico of Mexico Lindo will be also performing at the event on Saturday, the Hispanic Cultural Center of Idaho, and then we have some individuals who have really helped brainstorm what activities and what was really important that we focus on, and also help with our pop-up exhibit too. So it wasn't just our curators kind of putting together what we felt was most important. We brought to the team some different directions we could go, and we let the advisory committee kind of weigh in on what was really relevant and what would really reflect what was so important to the community.
And Liz, what would you say from working with these groups that they said, you know, this is, you know, this is what people should know about? I mean, this is important.
Yeah, I think the deep-rooted traditions that are part of that community. So our pop-up, we're actually looking, it's called A Fiesta to Remember, and it's looking at quinceañera traditions, which is something that, you know, before going into this project, I was not that familiar with, and how deep-rooted those traditions are, and they're still being practiced today. And I'm sure Mari can speak more to that as well, but it's a really beautiful tradition. And it was something very, very timely and something that really people could resonate and connect with.
So Mari, talk a little bit about that, because you know, I'm a little familiar with quinceañeras. I mean, I know it's, I believe when you're 15 years old, you have this, but I think if you're outside of the Hispanic community, a lot of people may just think it's, you know, kind of a party, but there are these, you know, deep seated traditions around it.
There really are. And, you know, and it started as a coming of age tradition for our young ladies. So there is a lot of culture, a lot of ceremonial aspects to the quinceañera. You know, usually it starts with a religious ceremony where there's a blessing for the young lady and her parents, and then her honor court, which her honor court is usually consists of friends that are around her age that are going to help support her emotionally and, you know, as a friend group, because we know how important that is. And then there's other traditions, there's receptions, and there's, you know, like her first pair of heels and the last doll that she receives. And it's really just telling the story of this transition from being a child into starting to be a young lady. You know, she has like a first dance with her dad. So it's a really special, you know, you start going to dances and parties, you know, that it has a different meaning from when you were a kid to as you're growing up. And so, you know, instead of being as running around, you're now participating. And so you have this first dance with your father. And it's just a beautiful transitional story that is being told that day with all of these different aspects to it.
And Mari, a lot of young women still have quinceañeras to this day, correct?
That is correct. I know, you know, I did as well. And my daughter, when she turned 15, she did as well. And still here. And it is a tradition that has been brought from our Latin American countries here to the U.S. And it still is. It's a great celebration that's still here. And it's one that brings together our Hispanic community. It is normally in a quinceañera, there is family and friends that are participating. You know, someone gets her a pair of earrings, you know, and somebody else, you know, provides that last doll, and somebody else provides the, you know, the heeled slippers, and just making the girl feel very special and very loved and supported, and to know that she's got this whole community behind her, helping her with this celebration.
If folks are just joining us, let me reintroduce both of you. We're talking with Liz Hobson, the director of the Idaho State Museum, and Mari Ramos with the Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about Hispanic Heritage Month and an upcoming event this weekend. So, Liz, the entire event is Saturday, correct? Now, is it open to the public? How will it work for folks?
Yes. So it is open to the public. We are running it from 12 p.m. to 5. Thanks to our sponsor, St. Luke's, it is actually free admission to the public. So we hope to see all of you there. We have three different performers that will be going. So we have some dancers at 12 and then another performance at 2 p.m. And then we're closing the day with a DJ at 3:45. So it is going to be a really vibrant day of activities. We have some hands-on crafts that we'll be doing, making some papel picado with our museum education team. And we also have a resource fair and a vendor fair. So there'll be local vendors selling their products, and then also some resources for more information for the Hispanic community. And then we also have some food trucks outside. So it is going to be a really fun day.
And Mari, as we wrap up, what are you hoping people take away from the event and from Hispanic Heritage Month?
You know, I want people to be able to see all of the beautiful things that our Hispanic culture brings to our community and really take a look at the positive of what our culture brings and maybe learn a little bit more and really interact with, you know, the people that are there and the performers and the guests. I also love that the Idaho State Museum is making this such a welcoming event for our Hispanic community, which doesn't always go to the museum, right? And so to make this event to promote our heritage makes it very welcoming. And I love that. And I'm glad that they're doing this. I'm glad that we're doing this. We're working with them on this and we can really get our Hispanic community out there and then also help the rest of our community, how much more beauty and how much more we can create together.
Well, I want to thank both of you for talking about this today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And hope to see you on Saturday. And for more information, you can go to our website, history.idaho.gov.
We've been talking with Liz Hobson, the director of the Idaho State Museum, and Mari Ramos with the Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, discussing a celebration this Saturday at the Idaho State History Museum in Boise. The event is free and it is open to everyone.